morning. It's 8:05 a.m. on Thursday, August the 29th, 2019. That was a car. Sounds like somebody's got a jet engine running up over there. That would just be the weird echoes. Somebody's running a leaf blower. Makes it sound whistly higher than it is. Good morning. With this big standard poodle, isn't it? It's a warm one this morning. 66. It was 58 when I got up, around 6:30, and I fell down the Twitter rabbit hole looking at a conversation about the dire straits of short fiction markets, and that the perception is that people think that short fiction should be free. I'm not sure that that's a true perception. Yeah, there are people who think it should be free, but is that the problem? Is the problem that people think it should be free, or is the problem short fiction is just a really small market? There's somebody who made a really interesting case that CIFRA should be putting out grants for publishers to publish short fiction to help bolster their membership, make sure that writers get paid. And there's a couple of interesting problems with that. I can't speak for CIFRA because I can't speak for CIFRA, even though I'm on the board, even though I'm a CFO. Good morning. So, yeah, I can't speak for CIFRA. As a writer, here's what I see. The short story market is a problem. Even shorter fiction works, novelettes, novellas, those are a problem. Novellas are getting a little more traction than perhaps they used to, because, in large part, because of self-publishing. But as a writer, I can't afford to write short fiction. And yet, a lot of people do. The people who are doing, writing and keeping their day job and keeping up with everything and everything, struggling to find time to find the time they need to write. There are a lot of people who write short fiction, and there are a lot of good short fiction writers. But unless you self-publish your short fiction and put up at 99 cents a pop or something, collect them into storybooks and these are not anthologies, they're called collections, anthologies. Different authors' collections are the same other. So the collected works of and sell it for, you know, something more, like $2.99. Unless you self-publish it, you can only sell it once. And then you have to deal with trying to find some place to sell it for reprint. Assuming you get it back. So, assuming, as of Saturday, the professional rate at SIFA was going up to 8 cents a word, which is causing great anxiety amongst publishers, understandably, because they're having trouble getting 6 cents a word, trouble giving 6 cents a word and affording it. At 8 cents a word, a 1,000 word story is $80. So I can make $80 off this story if I sell it to Clark's World or something. Locus. Even if you could write a short story and sell a short story, and probably write it, well, I can't, but I'm sure others can, write a 1,000-word short story in a week, you get a 2,000-word short story in a week. So you're getting $160 a week. Yes, that's not economically viable. As a writer, to be a professional short story writer, that's not economically viable. You have to sell, jeez, I don't know, it depends on how much you want to make, I guess, but I think that adds up. If you could sell one 2,000 word story a week at 8 cents a word, that's going to be over $500 a month. Not bad for a second job. But you can only sell it once. Once you've sold it, it's done. It's gone. Its earning potential is pretty much kaputsky's. I mean, you sell it to a skate pod for a pro rate for audio, and then sell it to, I don't know, Clark's World. Fire. Assuming you can qualify to get into Fire. That's it. That's it. It's done. That's over. The earning potential of this story is now nil. It's zip. Economically, for a writer, short stories are not viable for anyone seeking a professional career as a writer. I don't understand the economics of it. Start there. I don't understand why people write short fiction. It's not easier. It's certainly not easier. If you could write a short story a day, 5 days a week, maybe. How do you come up with enough ideas? How do you keep them fresh? How do you keep from writing the same story over and over? I've got enough trouble with that. I'm on 17th novel. I'm already having trouble. I've been having trouble since book four, The Trader's Tales. How do I keep from telling the same story over and over again? Book 3 of The Trader's Tale. That's why he went to the Academy. Coming up on the Get Ready Set with me, Monk Post. Damn, the sun is hot. That extra half hour made a big difference in terms of how high the sun is in the sky and how hot it is out here. So I have this problem with supporting businesses with the idea that CIFWA might support businesses, profit-making businesses, with grants to make their businesses more economically viable. That's not within CIFWA's purview. And even if it were, I have trouble with it, because the reason that it's not paying off is that there are too many people competing for too small a niche. Now, ironically, the niche is well positioned to move into digital. In fact, it's almost entirely digital already. But the fact that they can't get people to subscribe to their magazines, to their e-zines, to their anthologies, or buy their anthologies, anthologies are the way they go, not magazines. But they're a lot more expensive because you need a lot more overhead, you need a lot more infrastructure to support putting together an anthology, like a quarterly review of funky fiction or something, I don't know. I spent some time looking around at some of the science fiction magazines. Anathema, Fire, it's another one. Strange Horizons, maybe. They're really good. For what they are, they're really good. In a lot of cases, like the L.D. Lewis novella I read, man, I only read it because I found her on Fire. She's on the editorial board at Fire. It's really good, but it reinforces my perception of why I hate novellas. Why I really don't like novellas. I really don't like reading short stories. They're too short. Just about the time I get invested in it, they're over. I don't have the time to read a short story. It's just, that sounded weird even coming out of my own mouth, but I don't have time to read a short story. I don't have time to get invested in a character that's going to go away in the next 4 minutes. Or in the case of a novella, at the end of the hour. And maybe that's just me because I read too fast. Maybe that's just me because I'm reading, I don't know, 400, something between 400 and 800 words a minute. Probably a little longer because I can read a novel. I can read a novel in a dozen word novel, 7 hours maybe. I don't get many 100,000 word novels anymore, except for the ones that I write. A lot of them are the 60,000 words, and they're gone in an afternoon. If they're really good, they're gone in an afternoon. If they're good, they're gone in a day. If they're dense, it's going to take longer. The Engdahl books were really very dense. And really, their charm for me was that they were written in modern day using old school tropes, using old school techniques, using '40s and '50s language. And so for me, that was part of the charm. I'm probably in the minority. I haven't gotten a lot of, wow, that was a great book feedback. Kitty Spangler's Digital Divide was excellent. I finished it. I'm looking for the next one, but I got a TBR. TBR so long. I still have books that I asked for. What's your favorite female independent science fiction author? Self-published science fiction author. Okay, look, I'm going to wait for you guys to go just because I don't trust you. And so I still got like 7 or 8 books that I picked up samples of that I haven't gone through yet. So I'm finding authors that I like that I'm trying to keep track of so that I know to go back and read the next book. Right now, Dead Witch Walking is... I'm loving it. The vampires are a little bit... There are wares, but... The main character, the witch. she's cool. And the pixie. Jax. No, Jinx. Jax is his kid. The pixie is. The pixie is a really... Is perfect comic foil. I'm just loving the hell out of it. I'm not doing as much work as I should be doing because I'm too busy reading this book. Anyway, Dead Witch Walking. Pretty sure it's Kim Roberts. I know the title is Dead Witch Walking because that was what attracted me in the first place. Oh. I got to walk by this this big lawnmower. It's the park guy mowing the park. But it's a different guy. Because he's going about. Half a mile an hour. He's not even doing walking pace. He's just barely creeping along with that mower. So anyway, short fiction. I don't understand it. I don't understand the market. The market's too small to support that many authors, that many publishers. And authors keep trying to put their stories into anthologies and other channels that they can only sell it once. They don't get repeat sales. They don't get to put it up for 99 cents and make 33 cents off 1,000 sales. I don't understand it. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. 19 minutes. Oh my God. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.